It's actually a policy that National Parks has, that the rhinos within the National Parks are dehorned. We basically tranquilize the rhinos, and once they are down, we cut off the horn with a chainsaw. And that is as a disincentive to poachers. We feel that it reduces the reward-to-risk ratio. In other words, if a poacher is going to come into a Zimbabwean park, he's going to get a very little reward for the huge amount of risk he is taking. Because under Zimbabwean law, rangers are also authorized to shoot to kill armed poachers in these rhino protection areas. So you find that the poachers are actually risking their lives if they're coming into Zimbabwean parks, and they're going to leave with very little reward because there's not much horn left on the rhino.
So how many rhinos are we talking about here?
There's roughly 100 rhinos on parks land. I'm not going to go into the population figures for each area because that's sensitive information. But there's less than 100 rhinos left on parks land in Zimbabwe.
So the dehorning exercise that is currently underway will not affect rhinos on private land?
Well, as I said, you would have to get comment from Lowveld Rhino Trust. I know they will be dehorning some rhinos, but I don't know how many.
But are there no dangers also that still some poachers will continue to illegally hunt the rhinos even though they don't have horns?
You see, when we dehorn, there is a small amount of horn that is left on the rhino because that tiny bit of horn contains some blood vessels, so we cannot remove that. But it's a few hundred grams compared with when the rhinos have a 7 kg horn on their, a fully grown 7 kg horn on their face. So you may find that if a poacher doesn't realize that the rhinos have been dehorned in the area, he may still try and track a rhino and he may shoot it just for that little bit of, the 100 grams or whatever's left on the rhino. But what we like to do is to dehorn everything and publicize the fact that all these rhinos have been dehorned. And we feel that that is quite a strong disincentive for poachers.
When did this program start and when is it ending?
It's actually already concluded. It's finished for the year. And it's not actually a new strategy. It's something, as I said, that's been in use since the 1990s. And we've been doing it since 2010 in the three parks that we assist. And in two of those areas, we have not lost a single white rhino to poachers in the last 6 years. And in the black rhino area that we assist, the poaching has been reduced dramatically. And we feel that the dehorning has got a lot to do with that. Obviously, I'm not saying that dehorning is the only tool or that it's the only method. You have to also have, increased security, and you have to have your rangers trained, almost like the military, to deter poachers and to be able to shoot the poachers on site. But at the moment, this is crisis management. What we are doing now is crisis management, and we have to use every trick in the book to deter poachers.
How expensive is it to dehorn one rhino?
It depends. If you're in a good area and you do not need a fixed-wing aircraft, you're looking at about $800 to $1,000. If you are in a very densely vegetated area and you need a fixed-wing aircraft as well as a helicopter, then you're looking at around about $1,200 a rhino.